An introduction for the Naxos audiobooks edition of Heaven's Command, being the first volume of the Pax Britannica trilogy. When, in 1963, I determined to write a work about Queen Victoria's British Empire, I presumptuously had posterity in mind. It had occurred to me how fascinating it would be to read a book about the later Roman Empire, written by a former centurion, say, who had himself experienced the emotions of that dominion and had set out to create a retrospective portrait of it, and at the same time to express something of his own responses to its history and its meaning. Such a work would give us, I thought, a very particular view of history. It might illustrate the sensibility not only of the centurion himself, but of his generation of Romans. So I set out to write such a book about Victoria's empire. I was born in 1926, long after her death, but the British Empire, as my generation of Britons conceived it, was essentially hers. Of course, the British had ruled many parts of the world before she came to the throne. They had indeed won and lost another empire altogether in America. But it was during the Victorian age, when Britain reached the apex of its power, that the idea of imperial dominion seized the imagination of its people. Rule over palm and pine, as they loved to think of it. For better as for worse, the heady aesthetic of empire, its idioms, images, illusions, and convictions, flowered during the years between Victoria's accession to the throne in 1837 and her Diamond Jubilee in 1897. Those two events provide the bookends of this work, which sets out to evoke the dream of empire, at once gaudy and profound, that for 60 years inflated.